The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans. Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant, an NRG company, and by your local Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas.
Happy Labor Day weekend, and thank goodness the preseason is behind us, training camp is behind us, and regular season football is less than a week away. I'm Drew Doherty. Welcome to Texans Extra Points, and we got a fun show with you because two of my good friends, J.J. Moses and John Harris, are here tonight. J.J., of course, a former Houston Texan and easily the shiftiest, quickest, and most athletic member of this three-man weave we got going. And John Harris, he is of HoustonTexans.com, Texans Radio, Texans TV. He's the radio sideline reporter on game day, and he's got some insight to share as well. But first, we got to get things going with some quick hits. You know, what's going on in the world of the Texans? And Brian Hoyer, your starting quarterback. Well, like we just said, the preseason is in the rearview mirror. His last bit of work was against New Orleans, and he talked a little bit about his comfort in this offense.
Everybody's on the same page, and I think in this offense, when everybody can get on the same page, it doesn't necessarily matter if you make the right call or not, but everybody's working towards the same goal, and usually the plans of being a good play.
And earlier this week, it was the annual Texans team luncheon. Head coach Bill O'Brien got to talk a little bit, and needless to say, he was entertaining.
There's a jar here, or a container here. We're going to call this the swear jar. The Houston Texans Foundation will be happy to know that I'll be making a personal donation to account for all the swearing during Hard Knocks.
All right, O'Brien cracked some jokes about having a swear jar, and he had some other quips as well at the luncheon. But let's talk some football now. We bring in JJ and John, so it's three J's and an A or D. Andrew's my proper name on the birth certificate, but I go by Drew now. JJ. What have you seen from Brian Hoyer this preseason? Let's grade out the quarterback and, you know, what he did through those three preseason games.
It was difficult for Brian Hoyer, you know, coming in and having to compete against Ryan Mallett. You know, being an undrafted free agent, number one, Drew, it's tough. I remember when I came out of college at Iowa State, I was undrafted. So a lot of times your road will be a lot harder. You have to prove yourself. You're going against first, second, or third rounders. So overall, I thought, you know, Hoyer went in and competed really well, and obviously he won the starting position. So that speaks a lot about his character and what type of person this guy really is.
John, you know, we kind of thought this was going to be the case, thought he'd be the starter going in. What did you see through camp, through OTAs, and then through those three preseason games?
Well, I think once he became the starter, he really solidified the way that he ran the operation. It felt like it went a little bit smoother. The receivers and offensive line got an idea of, the offensive line in particular, got an idea of where he was going to set up on his drop. Receivers, got a feeling of where he was going to put that ball, outside number, inside number, those kind of things. But it just felt like the whole operation went a little bit smoother when Brian was entrenched or named the starter a few weeks ago. So I think the offense will just move on from this and take that next step as opposed to, okay, well, it's Mal's day tomorrow, it's Hoyer's day after that. No, it's Brian Hoyer. And I think the key to remember with all this, as Bill O'Brien even noted, right now, it doesn't mean that Brian Hoyer needs to always be looking over his shoulder. Right. But if there comes a point where Brian Hoyer is not as effective as he needs to be going forward, then Ryan Mallett has an opportunity. And if those two guys can't do it, then Tom Savage will get an opportunity. Yeah. Nothing is set in stone with this whole situation. But I will say I liked what Brian Hoyer has brought to this offense and to this team the short amount of time that he's been here.
Yeah. You know, you said the word move, and I'm going to move on from that. Movement is what I really liked from Hoyer. He was able to get that offense clipping along. Three distinct drives that stand out to me. The first one in the preseason opener, and then the first two he had against the Saints. He was able to operate that offense at a level that we did not see last preseason from the Texans quarterbacks. I really, really like that. Okay, I know we all came in with preconceived notions of who Hoyer is as a quarterback, what he might do, but what did you actually learn about him that you didn't know?
He's soft-spoken and humble. I love that quality as a quarterback. I believe to win the locker room over, you have to be a humble guy. And it seems like everyone respects him. They respect what type of person he is. And when he speaks, everyone listens, Drew. So I think that was the main thing that I noticed about him is just the way he carried himself. He just looks like a leader on and off the football field. And I wouldn't be surprised if he can lead this team deep into the playoffs this year.
I like it. John, what did you see?
Yeah, to kind of build off of that, I think the one thing you'd like to see with players, and J.J. Watt made this comment, during Hard Knocks, and that is, off the field, right, be a good dude. On the field, right. I can't finish that comment because this is not HBO at that point.
Yeah.
But Brian's got some edge to him. He's hard on himself. He makes a bad throw. He makes a couple bad throws. You'll see him get emotional about that. I sort of like that in my quarterback. I want a guy back there that's calm and cool. But you know what? If he throws a touchdown, I don't mind him celebrating a little bit. You know, if he throws one away that he probably should have completed and he gets upset at himself, I'm okay with that. So along with that, he is a humble guy. He's seemingly soft-spoken with the media. But you get him on the field, that guy's a fiery competitor. I like that in my quarterback.
That's right.
That's good stuff. Okay, you guys took some of stole my thunder, so I'll just go with this. I didn't know that Brian Hoyer's first job in high school was at a batting cage that his family owned. So that's you learn something new on this program every day, don't you? That's what I'm here for.
That's what you're here for, Drew.
Okay. All right, later on, we're going to talk about what the Texans need to shore up. But coming up next, Arian Foster's coming back. We don't know when exactly, but he's on the way. We're going to discuss number 23 in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is Texans Extra Points.